It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Noelle King in for Ben Johnson. When trading opens later today, Apple will become one of 30 companies that make up the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Frank Gillette is a research analyst at Forrester. He says Apple is a natural fit for the index.
It's not only very prominently a public company, but it's also the most valuable company in the world and just came off the most profitable by total amount of money of a U.S. public company ever. And it's such a dominant force in the stock market, it's kind of hard to not have it in the core index.
Which makes you wonder why Apple is only now making it into the Dow. Gillette says the company had to prove itself.
One of the questions might have been, well, how long are they going to pull this off? Are they really sort of established and they're going to stay up here? And, you know, Apple at this point has certainly proven that.
Apple is replacing AT&T, which leaves Verizon as the sole telecom company in the Dow, which now includes five technology companies. Google X is one of the most secretive tech entities in the country. It's a place where dreams go to be born, and sometimes, as in the case of Google Glass, where they are born into a world not quite prepared for them. If you've heard about Google's internet balloons, its self-driving cars, really any of the company's so-called moonshots, X is probably somewhere in the mix. But how does a public company that has shareholders to worry about still work on big, weird, and maybe totally implausible ideas? Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson tracked down Astro Teller, the director of Google X, in Austin for a conversation about how to turn weird into gold.
So you're the head of one of the most famously mysterious places in the tech world. What's the most different thing about it as a workplace?
Well, the talk that I just gave here at South By was about failure, and I think that that subject is one of the things that's sort of the Google X special sauce.
Uh-huh.
We actually have a culture where doing the experimenting is the learning, is the innovation.
Not only okay, but encouraged.
I'm not sure that there's an alternative.
What's the craziest idea that you guys completely passed on and are not doing anything about?
Someone would, I'm just throwing out random examples, but the first couple I can think of, someone said, hey, I wonder how much power there is in an avalanche. So we like do the math and like, is that practical? You know, throw that one out after half an hour.
Sure.
But that was worth doing. Someone else says, hey, what if we put a coil of copper around the North Pole and then harvest the magnetic flux of the Earth's core as it joggles back and forth, which will cause a current in that wire of copper, and then we could pipe that back down to, like, Europe or something.
Okay, that took, idea, like, not a good idea.
Several hours before we threw that out. But if you ever say to those people, that's stupid, they will never bring you another idea.
Do you think culture, then, is actually more important than ideas?
It's everything.
At one time, Google's motto was, don't be evil. I mean, is that a part of your thinking when you're talking about putting giant coils of metal on the North Pole?
Of course. Actually, that issue of don't be evil is probably the number one reason we throw out ideas. It's not just don't be evil, which is still the sort of informal model for Google. We want to actively make the world,
good.
If we can, a radically better place.
Right.
That's an even higher bar, and that cuts off a bunch of avenues that we might otherwise have gone down, maybe that even would have been lucrative. But what we lose in those ways, we more than make up for, because everybody at Google X gets to be passionate and purpose-driven, and it translates into a special kind of progress.
How do you define the culture in terms of being good? I mean, is that a challenge as well?
You know, we don't have, you know, some message from God that gives us a list of what's good and what's not good. Obviously,
sure.
We have to make our own flawed judgments about each thing.
Sure.
But when we try to make a car that drives itself, we believe, whether we're right or not, we believe that there would be strong net positive benefit to the world if cars could drive themselves safer than people could.
What's a piece of technology that you wish you had that you don't have?
We have started a few projects that are sort of shells. They're like projects waiting to happen, but we don't have an idea, but we're so desperate to do that project.
Mm-hmm.
Batteries is one of them. It comes up over and over and over again that a 10 times increase in the weight-oriented density of batteries, or the volumetric, the space-oriented density of batteries, would enable so many other moonshots that that's one that just constantly comes up over and over again. And we will start that moonshot if we can find a great idea. We just haven't found one yet.
Right.
So it's sitting there like an empty box waiting.
Astra, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And now we're going to bring our South By coverage to a close by way of a farewell. Ben knocked together this audio listicle.
Sixth Street, or if we're calling it like the locals do, Dirty Sixth. No cars allowed during the event. Full of live bar bands, street performers, exclusive rooftop tech parties, and food. So much food. Here's a more natural sound, the grackle. This dark bird is everywhere here, but it sounds kind of like a staticky piece of technology. One last bit. Bicycle pedicabs.
Pedicab, take a pedicab.
In a city choked by traffic during South By, bicycle pedicabs are key. Drivers can clean up. Some of them can be ordered through Uber. If you want more of our South By content, head to our Instagram, Marketplace APM.
And I'm Noelle King, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.